All right. Good morning. I'm Pratap Devkota, and today I'm going to present about a research trial we conducted this past season, evaluating cover crop and herbicide programs for weed control in cotton production system. To start with introduction, various researchers has reported benefit of utilizing cover crop in crop production system, and one of the important benefit is weed suppression. For the weed suppression, cover crops helps in two ways, two mechanisms. So one is with the direct physical interference. That means cover crop mulches shears the ground, shears the weed seed from getting sunlight and then triggering weed seed germination and then growth. And also allelopathic effect. Some of the cover crop varieties release toxic or phytotoxic compound, and those chemicals are inhibiting seed germination or seedling growth. But various researchers have also reported that cover crops alone does not provide full season weed control. It helps in suppressing weeds, but doesn't provide effective weed control. Therefore, cover crop has to be implemented or integrated with some other weed control programs, weed control tool. And when we talk about the weed control tools, herbicide programs, herbicides are important tools in cotton production system. Again, while using herbicide program, we have to be careful in having enough herbicide program, herbicide applications to meet the objective or to have the effective level of weed control. Because integrating cover crop only with the pre-herbicide, we don't get effective or late season control. Likewise, while using cover crop and post-herbicides, we don't get adequate weed control, and also we are putting pressure on our limited post-herbicide options. Therefore, the best option is to integrate cover crops with full season herbicide program, including pre- and post-herbicides in the spray program. At our region in Florida Panhandle, cover crops are important. Those are planted in winter, and then most of the cover crop acres are followed by cotton in summer. And most of the common cover crops in our region include wheat, oat, and cereal rye. We don't see much of a mix, or we don't see much legumes, or even brassica species, mustard species. And also, with the commercialization of dicamba resistant cotton varieties, our growers in our region are implementing or adopting this technology. And for this reason, most of the cotton production acreage are under strip till production system. And unlike other states, we have a huge problem with Bengal sickle pod and then Bengal day flower, which is also commonly known as tropical spiderwort. Even though we have a Palmer amaranth issue, these weeds, sickle pod and tropical spiderwort, are also major concern for our growers. But we don't have much information on sickle pod and tropical spiderwort control by using cover crop or even using cover crop and herbicide programs. Most of the information we are getting is on Palmer amaranth, which is the major problem nowadays. We see more information on those, but we are limited on information that is relevant for our region. So the research objective was to evaluate various cover crop and also integrate them with herbicide programs for sickle pod and then tropical spiderwort control in strip tilled extend flex cotton production system. For the Matrelson method, research was conducted in 2019 at University of Florida, West Florida Research and Education Center at J. Florida, which is pointed by the orange arrow. Soil type in this research site was Fukuya loamy sand with pH of 6.2 and organic matter content of 2.5%. Cover crops were planted in mid-January, even though this is not a typical timing for planting cover crop because we usually plant cover crop in mid-November to late November. But because of the wet winter in 2018, we were not able to get in the field by early January. And cover crop were terminated in late April with glyphosate. Research was a split plot design with four applications. Our main plot factors were cover crop types, where we had wheat, oat, rye, cereal rye, and then also we included brassica species, carinata, and also no cover crop system. And we had herbicide programs where we applied three pre-emergent herbicide, fomicefin, which is reflex, chlorodone, which is brake, and then pyroxasulfone, which is Zidua, and also no herbicide. Just to make a quick note here, pyroxasulfone or Zidua is not labeled as pre, it's a lay-by treatment for cotton, but we wanted to test this herbicide as a pre-application for a strip till and then cover crop system. And also dicamba was applied post at 4 weeks after planting at the level rate, which was Ingenia, we applied Ingenia. So cotton was planted in late May. We used Delta Pine variety and 4 seeds per 30 centimeter row was our seeding rate. Pre-herbicides was applied 1 day after planting cotton using tractor sprayer using XR110O2 nozzle sprayed at 15 gallons per acre. And for the post-herbicide or for dicamba, we applied with TTI nozzle at 4 weeks after planting. Just to make a quick note on the environmental conditions after planting, this season was not a normal season for us because we didn't see a rainfall event, any rainfall, 3 weeks after planting. Weather condition was hot and dry. And also at the 4th week, we got a big storm and then we got 4 inches rain within 2 days. For the data collection and analysis, we took weed control ratings at 2, 4, 6, and 8 weeks after planting, weed count at 4 and 8 weeks after planting, cotton height, and seed cotton yield. And data were subjected to ANOVA with PROC GLEMICS in SAS, and then means were separated with adjusted 2K at alpha level of 0.05. So now moving towards results and discussion. So this slide presents data for results for sickle bird control at 4 weeks after planting. So we see the effect or we see the response from herbicide program or pre-applied herbicide where brake herbicide provided better control compared to fomicefin or pyroxasulfone herbicide. For the tropical spiderwort control at 4 weeks after planting, we saw interaction effect of cover crop and herbicides, and also we saw a response from cover crops. For the interaction effect, I haven't presented data here, but the we saw a better or greater tropical spiderwort control from rye and then carinata cover crop while including chlorodone herbicide or brake herbicide. For the cover crop, for tropical spiderwort control, we saw a better control from rye and then carinata cover crop compared to wheat and oat. So these are pictures just to give a visual presentation at 4 weeks after planting. We started to see a lot of grass species, but if we look closely for the sickle pod and tropical spiderwort control, we are seeing good result on or good suppression with the cereal rye. If you look at the fourth picture on or the left bottom right picture, that's the cereal rye plot. And this is only with the cover crop, no herbicide at all. Now, for the 8 weeks, again, the result was similar to 4 weeks. For the sickle bird control, we saw response from herbicides where, again, the chlorodone herbicide or brake herbicide provided better control than at least Zidua herbicide. And for the sickle bird count, we didn't see, when no herbicide treatment was included, we didn't see the response from the herbicide program or for the three herbicides we used for sickle bird count. But overall, we see fewer plants with the chlorodone herbicide compared to other herbicides. For the tropical spiderwort control at 8 weeks after planting, we saw response from herbicide and then cover crops. For cover crops, again, we saw the better tropical spiderwort control using rye and carinata cover crop compared to wheat and oat cover crop. And for the herbicide program, we saw better control from chlordone herbicide or brake herbicide compared to reflex herbicide. For the count, for the tropical spiderwort, we saw response of cover crop where it kind of aligned with our control ratings, where rye and carinata cover crop provided fewer tropical spiderwort compared to wheat cover crop. So these are pictures at 8 weeks, just with the cover crop, no herbicide. We see a lot of spiderwort and then sickle pod for the wheat, even on oat and then no cover crop. But cereal rye seems to be fairly clean and seems to result in more sickle pod and tropical spiderwort suppression. With the herbicide program, again, looking at the picture for the herbicide program, we see the fairly clean plot with chlordone plus dicamba herbicide program compared to other herbicides. For the cotton height, we saw response from herbicide and also cover crop treatments. For the cover crops, we saw greater cotton height, or there was no height reduction from rye cover crop, but there was reduction from carinata or no cover crop treatments. For the herbicide program, we saw highest cotton height or greater cotton height with chlordone compared to other herbicide program. For the seed cotton yield, we saw response from herbicide program where herbicide program consisting of chlordone herbicide provided higher cotton yield, seed cotton yield compared to other herbicide program. To conclude this presentation this year's result, cereal rye cover crop provided greater control of tropical spiderwort, and also there were fewer tropical spiderwort plants in cereal rye cover crop system, and also we saw increase in cotton height with cereal rye. For the herbicide, using chlordone or brake herbicide pre-applied and then followed by dicamba post, provided greater control of sickle pod and tropical spiderwort compared to other two herbicide program. And also we saw increased cotton height and cotton yield with this herbicide program. So to make a conclusion from this research, integrating cereal rye with pre-applied chlordone herbicide and then followed by dicamba seems to have potential effect for tropical spiderwort and sickle pod control. But at least this year, we didn't see the effective wheat control even with this system. So maybe the future research needs to be followed up where we have to tank mix more herbicide partners or apply herbicide even in different other timings. So that would be a follow-up research. So with this, I'd like to acknowledge Wheat Science Lab and Cropping System Labs, members of these labs, for helping with this research from the West Florida Research and Education Center at Jay, Florida. And also USDA NIFA has project for supporting this research. So with this, I would like to thank you all and take any questions if you have. Yes, Steve. After we spray dicamba, tropical spiderwort control was about like in the effective treatment. So we didn't have only the dicamba treatment. We didn't have that. No. It was pre and then dicamba. Or no herbicide. Yes. Mm-hmm. No, the dicamba 240 herbicide are generally weaker on tropical spiderwort. There was some response, for sure, but we didn't get the effective weed control. So at 4 weeks after planting, the weed control from our herbicide program were about like 75%, 65%. And then 6 weeks after, it was about 50%. But after applying dicamba, so it was about 76% control. No, I didn't. It was XnFlex system, so we didn't use 240. All right, thank you all.